The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 22 August 2017, and it's a good day for somebody. We just got word here, John Lamb, that has been covering this BLM situation, the Bundys. There's some good news. There's a slew of not guilties going on here. And this is breaking live. We're just going to have to wait. Is he still streaming or did he cut the stream? Yeah, go ahead. Let's join him live.
We don't know this for a fact, but that's what we're understanding. The government was very solemn. The prosecutors were very solemn. All the FBIs, no smiling from that side at all. You can obviously tell that they do not like what's going on. The defendant's side, all smiles from the defendants. They are very excited about what's going on, whether it's... even if it becomes a deadlock, they are excited because these jurors, obviously, it was a stacked juror again down here. They jurors called out other jurors, and they decided to keep these two jurors anyway instead of removing them and replacing them. And again, what we're seeing down here is the government is not getting what they're wanting, and they're very upset about it. And this judge is refusing to accept this verdict form from the jurors. So I stepped out of the courtroom just a few minutes just to give you guys an update because I know everybody is waiting. The judge made a statement up there also about possibly making the jurors stay till after 5 o'clock tonight to deliberate as long as they can, and giving them this Allen charge. So I don't know the outcome of what's going to happen. I know that the jurors are going to be coming back in just a few moments. The judge still has no intentions on accepting this verdict from the jurors yet. She's planning on giving them the Allen charge and telling them to continue deliberating. So that's pretty much all we have for right now. I noticed that there was three or four jurors that was looking at the defendants pretty hard. They were paying attention to the faces of those jurors. They were watching them closely, and I could see some of them look fairly happy on what they had decided, and that it does not look bad at all to me. That's the appearance of what I'm seeing here. Things are looking good. We ask everyone to continue praying for us down here as we wait on this verdict. We may get one yet tonight, and we may not. We do not know. But
I'm sorry, what, Mike? Okay, that's the recorded one. Join it live. Who is that? All right. That was... okay, go. Okay, here's the report after the court let out. Now, what you just heard was something previous, was not live. It was before the verdicts were handed down. Go ahead. Run it.
Gone. Okay, you're gone. You're on.
Wait till everybody gets on here. Another big day, guys. Not guilty on all charges. I'll read them off to you in a minute, but I just came out of the courtroom. Everybody else hasn't came down yet. They'll be down in a minute, but there's no guilty verdicts at all. All not guilty, totally. We have some no verdicts, but all of them are not guilty. I can read these off to you in a minute. We'll wait till a couple of them come out. I went ahead and left the courtroom. The judge at this time is asking each one of the jurors if they concur, and all this is correct. The prosecution still wanted to read the Allen charge and try to get them to come to some kind of conclusion, but that's not going to happen. The judge is not going to allow it. There's too many not guilty verdicts. They started out with Scott Drexler. And Scott Drexler has not guilty on 8 of the 10 charges. There's only 2 charges that were hung, and that was assault on a federal officer and carrying a firearm are hung. Next was Ricky Loveland.
Should we go
all not guilty for Ricky Loveland on all 10 counts. There is no hung charges on Ricky Loveland at all. It's totally not guilty for Ricky Loveland. They went third to Eric Parker. He has 6 not guilties, 4 hung charges. The hung charges are assault on a federal officer.
Free the Bundys.
Carrying a firearms, no charges, no verdict. Threatening a federal officer, no verdict. And another use of carrying a firearm, no verdict. 6 not guilties on Eric Parker. We have last is Stephen Sturrett, not guilty on all 10 charges. They were only hung on 6 of these charges, on 6 of 40 charges they were hung. Not guilty on all the rest of the 34 charges.
And then the hung jury appears they're hopelessly deadlocked on the...
They're hopelessly deadlocked. They cannot come up with any more verdict. The government, again, wanted to read the Allen charges on the rest of them, and that's not going to happen. The judge did make a note that she was going to set a hearing for detention hearing tomorrow. She's still going to hold these guys till tomorrow is what she was saying in the courtroom unless something changes. They're not guilty, guys, and they're holding innocent people for 18 months. 18 months in jail, and they've been innocent this whole time in 2 trials, and the jurors came back a second time. This case has been a sham from day one, and it was proven again here today in court. We had BLM officers sitting in court. They got up, disgusted, and walked out. We have FBI with their heads in their lap today. We have the government, the prosecuting attorneys with their head in their lap today. They have totally wasted taxpayers' money on innocent people, holding them in jail for all these months. 34 not guilty verdicts on 40 charges, and only 6 of them are actually hung, that they could not come up with a verdict. Let me show you this note here that I've done out in court, if you can see that. Not guilty on 34 charges. We're going to try to keep a live stream going. Andrea Parker is obviously overjoyed right now. Everybody is weeping in court. I could not hardly contain it by sitting in there, but I had to go ahead and get up and walk out and give you guys an update. Andrea should be walking out of here any moment. Those 4 defendants should be walking out this door right now.
Right now.
Can I have a picture of that?
Yes.
Of the verdicts?
You see that? Whoops.
Got it.
We proved to the government again, God is in charge here, 100%. Not guilty on all these charges, just proved it once again. I know that Doug wants us to all put those jury notification shirts on if we want to. I know they're somewhere around here.
We they're down start, in the box. Should I run and grab them right now?
Yeah, we'll hold this.
What a great day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank we have you. Never seen Brand Thank you, run. No, he came down those stairs running.
Not guilty!
All these days are worth it, isn't it? For
not guilty!
No. We're good.
Thank you.
Like I said, guys, we have been getting lots of phone calls from prison, from prompt. The guys in jail yet do not know what's going on. We are expecting a phone call again from Ryan Payne. He's called me multiple times wanting to know what's going on, and hopefully he'll call back. I've missed his call every single time because I was up there in the courtroom listening to this verdict and reading it out. The jurors, several of them, were smiling at us both times. They were obviously, they knew what was going on, and they were excited for the defense team. They knew these guys were not guilty.
They want you to say not guilty again.
Not guilty,
not
guys.
Not guilty!
My not guilty pin, I couldn't wear it when I went up into the courtroom earlier. I had to take it off, so I don't All have right. it on, but we're going to pass out some of those.
Okay. This is, let's be clear here, Mike. This is not Cliven and Ammon. Is this coming when? They're scheduled for, in the meantime, all these guys are still locked up in jail, the ones that the jury just found not guilty. And that was on the wielding of firearms, threatening the federal agents, so on and so forth. And we'll see if we can dig up any additional information for you. But again, this is not Cliven and Ammon. This is going to come later. But I'm sorry? Okay, swell. All right. All right, we'll gather that information, and I'll be relaying that to you before the end of the first hour here. So, geez, why were the FBI pissed off about this? I seem to remember these guys killing somebody. I think his name was Lavoy Finicum. And we have heard squat on the charges that were preferred against the FBI agent that was on scene that took part in Lavoy Finicum's, well, I call it murder. It was an ambush. You know, if you notice, the FBI was really quick on releasing videotape. I don't know what they thought they were going to accomplish there. But the witnesses, they left people alive. Here's the problem. Dead women and men tell no tales. They left too many people alive. So we're still waiting on the Ammon and Cliven Bundy. That's not going to happen probably until tomorrow. But everybody, and we'll get the names to you here. I'm sorry? They're not even on trial yet? These guys have been locked up how long? They've been in jail for 18 months, yeah. And what did they do? They put out a... they did some backburning because the BLM wasn't doing a proper job on the... And the government's contention is, it's our land, we're running it out, you haven't paid grazing fees. And here again, folks, there's not been anything on mainstream news about this, and there are several reasons for this. With the Harry Reid deals, the Hillary Clinton deals in Nevada, with uranium being sold off to the Russians while the Democrats and their cronies that own the media were trying to lambaste Donald Trump on this collusion thing that he rigged the election, the November election. That has all but died and faded away, but you notice for how many months they just kept hammering that and hammering it. The issue here is, and this range war, if you will, excuse me, has been going on for better than half a century. The deal was that this land was to be in trust with the federal government until the territories formed states. Once they formed their sovereign states, they achieved statehood. This property was to be turned back over to the states. The United States government was supposed to be the holders in due course of all of this land, millions and millions and millions of acres, until statehood. Well, that has happened. And we still have the government that does not want to give up anything, still holding tight-fisted, evidently on issues surrounding whose land is this anyhow. They're willing to go to extremes Folks, if you did not follow the Bundy deal and what they did with his cattle, I mean, it was just absolutely out of the box, over the top, horrible. It's the only adjective that I can give this. So as more information becomes available, we'll be relaying that to you. Speaking about firearms, the American Bar Association is asking states to adopt firearms confiscation laws. And who's doing this? Our good buds and pals, the administrative state administrators, defenders and protector of all, the American Bar Association. And they're pushing state and local governments to adopt firearm confiscation laws similar to those in California. I don't know at present day if anybody would adopt anything that's coming out of California. During the 2017 annual meeting, the ABA House of Delegates adopted Resolution 118B, which urges governments to enact statutes, rules, or regulations authorizing courts to issue gun violence restraining orders, including ex parte orders. Now, the ex parte aspect of the resolution means the ABA is pushing confiscation orders that can be issued without any input from the gun owner. Here you have mid-level to low-level bureaucrats deciding your fate and your future and what property you can and cannot have. And you don't have a damn thing to say about it. In other words, you're judged, you're tried, and you're convicted, and they will act on whatever their findings are, irrespective of even any conversation with their intended target. Breitbart News reported a California Democrat secured gun violence restraining orders after the May 23, 2014 Santa Barbara attack. Now, that attack was carried out by an individual who passed a background check for his firearms, registered his guns with the state, and only used standard capacity magazines, 10 rounds or less. In the wake of the gun control's failure to stop the attack, and man, that is a loaded sentence right there. Democrats push more gun control via specialized orders whereby a judge issues a firearm confiscation order without the owner of the firearms having a voice in the process. And now they're pushing the same thing on a national basis. Now, the NRA is steadfast in its opposition to the orders because they violate due process. And according to the NRA, ILA protection of due process is very important to the ABA, except in the case of firearms confiscation. This is what the NRA writes. Over the years, the American Bar Association has defended the due process rights of some very unpopular groups, including enemy combatants, terror suspects, and convicts on death row. The organization also advocates that stringent due process standards be applied to the disposition rather, of positive rights such as universal access to health care. This is convoluted, and welfare benefits. Now, such advocacy might give some false impression that the ABA holds a principled position on due process rights in general. When it comes to due process rights of gun owners, however, the ABA has abandoned any pretense of principle and adopted the prevailing left-wing orthodoxy. Like I said, folks, little bureaucrats are going to be deciding your fate and the fate of your property. And probably you, because you know what people are going to do with this one. They're going to resist this. Resist what they would consider to be a lawful, not a legal order. They're going to do what they're going to do. I got a letter, and I've got to read you folks this letter. Thank you, Nicholas, for this. He's from New Jersey. And this is talking about, direct democracy, firearms ownership, the unorganized militia, National Guard. And he knows a little bit about this. He's former military, and he's got a son that's an NYPD cop as we speak. But it's very well written, well thought out. And Nicholas, I will cover this right after this break. It may come down to this, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully not. Hopefully a peaceful resolution we can find.
Experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Letter goes as follows. Dear Mr. Stattmiller, I've taken the time to write to you because I share your frustration and I'm at work when your show is on. I typically only hear parts of the broadcast, and yesterday I heard part of your interview with Gerald Celente. Before I go further, let me say that I'm a veteran, as was my father, grandfather, and almost every male in my family since we came here more than a century ago. My youngest son has spent 6 years on active duty, and he's currently in the Naval Reserves. He's also NYPD patrolman. A family of men in service to the U.S., and I point this out because you've been on a rant about people not willing to do anything. And this is without a doubt true. It's time. In time of crisis, most will lay back and look for others to do the heavy lifting. I know entire families who have never had a man in service for as long as they can remember, and they're proud of it. This goes to point of Mr. Celente's idiotic idea of direct democracy. I dare say that most would vote against war if the Chinese were landing on the West Coast and the Russians landing on the East Coast. What we'd more likely see is the so-called progressives spreading their legs to welcome them. As far as a bailout, I'm sorry, but I knew many who were in favor of it, and besides myself, no one ever made objections to his or her representative. I knew many in fear that they would lose everything if the banks weren't saved. Having said as much, I note that I've been at this a long time trying to educate and persuade people to take up the mantle that our founders gave us. Sovereignty itself is, of course, not subject to law, for it is the author and the source of law. But in our system, while sovereign powers are delegated to the agencies of government, sovereignty itself remains with the people, by whom and for whom all governments exist and acts. To that end, members of the Constitutional Convention incorporated what they had experienced for 150 years prior to the Revolution, and throughout the war as the body of the people well regulated for all emergencies. He said, before I go further, let me reiterate that I am a veteran, and my son serves as a patrolman in the NYPD. I am opposed to violence on so many levels, and my goal is to prevent bloodshed by educating the people as to the only form of law enforcement that the founders recognized. Let me emphasize that in the current climate, my son is just another target for some terrorist or left-wing progressive nut employing whatever method they can to destroy the life of someone they see as an enemy. I'm going to say a bad word now in the minds of those who have not done one bit of research on the topic, and that includes almost the entire cast of the so-called truthers and patriot community. Militia. The militia was not voluntary. As George Mason, one of the authors of the Bill of Rights, noted, I ask, sir, what is a militia? It is the whole people except for a few public officials. The intent of the founders in incorporating the militia of the several states into the Constitution was to keep the power of the sword and thereby sovereignty firmly in the hands of we the people. State statutes defined the regulations for militia long before our revolution, and the founders delegated the authority to Congress to make those regulations uniform across the several states. Congress was also delegated the authority to provide for calling forth a militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. In addition, Congress was delegated the authority to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia. But by reason of the legal dictum, Congress had no authority to amend the Constitution, unorganize the militia, disarm it, or leave it unregulated. Under these conditions, the Congress of 1902 recognized that the states had failed in their obligation to maintain militia, so they legislated the Dick Act. Under that act, the Congress reiterated that militia was all able-bodied men from 17 to 45, with the exception of a few public officials. In that same act, Congress used the provisions under Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, no state shall, without the consent of Congress, keep troops or ships of war in time of peace. This would allow the states to keep army troops in cases of emergencies. The act did not replace militia with National Guard, except in the minds of those working to usurp the sovereignty of the people. In short, the deceit surrounding what militia is or is not has been perpetrated by both sides of the argument. It is first the only body the founders recognized with the authority to execute the laws of the Union. There is simply too much writing on perverting this topic. Obviously, those who wish to destroy this nation claim that a well-regulated militia is now the National Guard. That is a constitutional impossibility. That what is necessary to the security of a free state is more government intrusion, regulation, and control instead of the right of the people to alter or to abolish government when it is destructive of our unalienable rights. From the other side, there's consideration of how much money memberships and contributions bring into groups such as the NRA and the GOA. They deny the first 13 words of the second as if they have no meaning, or that it is simply a ruse by government to disarm the people. Then there are those in the alt media who are so cowed by fears of the idea of violence already taking place around the nation and throughout the world, that they become apologetic even hearing the word militia. Ignorance and pride play a big part here. He goes on to say, sadly, as long as I've been at this, as many arguments and articles that I've written on the topic to educate people as to not only their duty to country, family, and community, but to generations to come, I've accomplished little but alienating those who refuse to investigate and understand the topic. I've taken a step to contact the governor of the state of New Jersey, point out the law, and request under Title 38A-1-2, Composition of Militia, such other persons as may upon their own application be enlisted or commissioned therein in accordance with the federal or state laws and regulations. Our posterity may have no means of protection from crime on the streets, the halls of the legislatures, and from the benches of the court, if we ignore what you cited as being a good document to start with. As I stated, I'm a veteran and long past the age of obligation, but I'm willing to still go out and train those who have no experience. I'm willing to educate the public as to how a well-regulated militia would be there when they need it, not when it's too late to do anything but to send the bodies off to the morgue or hope that emergency services can get there in time to mitigate whatever disaster. He finishes out and he said, I would like to suggest that you invite Dr. Edwin Vieira Jr. on your show along with the those from the NRA and the GOA. Dr. Vieira is a proponent of revitalizing the militia, while the NRA and GOA work to keep the public ignorant on what the law actually entails and how this would render all gun control null and void and bring peace to those neighborhoods infested with crime. Regards, Nicholas. So you did not give me permission to use his last name for right now, I will not. But, folks, he is correct. The National Guard, the media, and government will all tell you, well, we already have a militia. It's called the National Guard. No, that was usurped by the federal government. And that is the organized religion. Militia. Little Freudian slip there. This has nothing to do with the unregulated militia, of which the able-bodied men from 17 to 45, we're all a part of that. I'm a little past the 45 age myself, but that sure as hell wouldn't stop me from instructing anybody. But that's really not how this is going to happen. If it's necessary to raise militia in this country for the protection of our sovereign states and our property. Ladies and gentlemen, the government has spent an inordinate amount of time trying to track down special forces, Marine Force Recon, anybody that has special talents in the warfare arena. The government has tried to keep very close tabs on these guys to check their comings and goings and who they're associating with. Well, a lot of them, several years ago, got that idea. They're straight arrows, they're going to work every day, they're coming home to the kids and the family, as far as the government knows. These are going to be the very people that train the cadre of the militia in the future. How do I know this? Because I was in on the ground floor of the militias, starting the militias up back in the 90s. And that was, the militia started over this reason. Now imagine under Bill Clinton's regime, and we saw that they were trying to come after the guns. Well, we were talking about limiting magazine capacity or clip capacity. If the handguard protruded below the rifle, a hand grip type of scenario, on and on and on the regulations which they have no right to touch. And keep in mind, folks, that we are talking here about semi-automatic weapons, not assault weapons of war. An assault weapon is a fully automatic weapon. We were supposed to be on par with what the government could wield against us. I don't know, do any of y'all have an Apache sitting in your backyard? Do you have an Abrams tank sitting back there? Does anybody out there have a minigun? Because I'd certainly love to have a minigun. Hell, I can't even have an automatic rifle. Walk and talk while you can to wake up your fellow Americans, folks, because there may come a day here that a scenario is set up that will kind of slide into a martial law, state of emergency type deal. And then everybody in law enforcement, and I mean everybody, is going to be on literal pins and needles. This is why it was so important, and this is why I've always advocated, and I have always done this, whenever the opportunity presented itself. You see a badge? Strike up a conversation. Don't get in his face. Don't get all angry and red-faced, and don't prove to them what they have been taught, that people that are serious about keeping the law, keeping the Constitution, and the sovereignty, the individual sovereignty. Do not be dissuaded by this, and I have always advocated peaceful approach, conversation, not accusation, not finger-pointing. This is what is being displayed for us right now in these false clashes going around America today. They're being manufactured, and it's being promulgated by our controlled media. Cooler heads, folks. Keep walking and talking, educating. It's not time to drag your rifles out of the closet with your backpack and all of that stuff. And your storable food, not time. Hopefully that time will never come. Some of the opinion are of the opinion, well, it's we're way past that. Well, yeah, there could be some valid argument there. But my position has always been that the militias in this country are of a defensive nature and not offensive. If you're going to go offensive, then you've got to declare war. And that Apache that you dreamed having sitting in your backyard is going to be hovering over your damned house. I've also said that people in the military, people in law enforcement, and I don't give a damn any town USA. And if you think this is not possible, that these men will render aid and assistance to the citizenry, I think you have another thing coming. When the shebang starts to crumble, at that point in time, people are going to have to make up their decision. What side of the fence am I going to jump on? Is it going to be for the law? Is it going to be, and they'll say that everything that's being done is unlawful and these are terrorists and, well, you can get the idea of how they can pump this up. Years and years and years ago, when we had Billy Clinton and the Klan in the White House and they were threatening gun confiscation, we were in a little town in, I do believe, Indiana. And we went to give a talk. And representatives, unbeknownst to us when the meeting started, there were a couple representatives in there from the local police department. There were 70 men on that department, including the administrators, the desk warmers. They were not included in the statement that they gave me. They said, if we have orders to confiscate firearms, we will turn our service weapons in and walk. And I said to the man, he told me, to the man. Now, there's been a lot of propagandization going on, a lot of propagandizing, I should say. And the issue at hand, the subject matter here, is the republic, the rule of law, your sovereignty, your freedom, and your absolute liberty. Which they've been telling you over the years, well, you got to compromise. There's got to be a balance between the taking of rights and protecting of rights. These are the words of the traitors to this form of government, and to you specifically. Do not fall for it. We have been in the right. Where do you think I get the confidence to carry on every single day? Because we research the law. We know our stand. And to be honest with you, if I ever ended up in a federal court, they would have one hell of a time trying to convict me. Because the only thing I've ever advocated was lawful and peaceful. Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles.
Hi, John. I just had to call in when I read, when I heard you read that letter from this ass clown Nicholas. Does this ass clown not know that Larry Pratt wrote an entire book about militias having the control of firearms?
Well, Miles in Maine, I know Larry Pratt, and I've known him for a number of years. What his knock on the NRA and the GOA is, Larry might have written a book about it, but it's never included in public discourse or conversation. Both Larry and the NRA, and we used to knock the NRA because the GOA was at least a little bit more open. The NRA is a political monster. They say that they're there to protect gun rights, but they'll also tell you the art of politics is compromise. And there's no compromising on the Second Amendment, at least not the last time I checked, and not from my quarter. But Larry
that's exactly what GOA says.
I'm sorry?
That's exactly what Gun Owners of America says. There is no compromise, and they're the only ones who haven't.
Well, but I will say that if you read a lot of the materials or listen to Larry Pratt, and I listened to his programs for a number of years, there's really not a heavy emphasis on what those Second Amendment rights are for. Now, he might have written a lot of paper.
Have you ever read any of his books?
I had him on this network, sir, for a long time.
You have, but you didn't give a call-in show. You just had a replayed show. I've known Larry Pratt myself for 25 years.
No, I'm sorry.
I know quite a bit about GOA.
Okay. Miles, have a nice day. Okay? You want to get on the good ship Lollipop here, don't go out of the box saying that Nicholas is some kind of an asshat. He stated his position. You can agree with him or not agree with him. But I'm not seeing the GOA or the NRA in interviews right now talking about the militia. These are semi-quasi-political organizations. They're gun organizations under the guise of protecting your rights. With as many things as we have seen, in going after firearms, I would say that both have failed. And I always wondered why GOA, since they had a better position on firearms ownership, they weren't quite the compromisers that the NRA were. They were always lacking, I would say, on the leadership end and on the recruitment. I got so tired of going to gun shows and seeing the old boys out there at the NRA tables. Here, sign up, become a member. Get our newsletter. Get our magazine. And a lot of people would join that. But GOA was a little harder edged on the subject, most assuredly. But they also did a lousy job in recruiting. Sorry to cut you off there, Chief, but I'm not going to get you on the program to go after a guy. I didn't even give you his last name. All right. This is from the statesmanjournal.com. Associated Press picked this up. Las Vegas, a federal jury in Las Vegas, has ended a third full day of deliberations. On Monday, in the retrial of four men accused of wielding assault weapons against federal agents in the 2014 standoff near Nevada Ranch of anti-government figure Cliven Bundy. Well, anti-government, stick it in your ear. Jurors are due to return to work Tuesday in the case against Idaho defendant Scott Drexler, Eric Parker, Stephen Stewart, and Ricky Lovelin of Montana, Oklahoma. The jury is considering 10 charges, including conspiracy, weapons possession, and assault on a federal officer. The trial is a prelude to another expected later this year for Bundy, his sons Ammon and Ryan, and two other defendants. That's it? All right. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wonder, with all the debating and all the angst, you know, on the, even on the gun issue, I find this to be true. We've had many people that have been looking at the IRS. Some are stating that, oh, well, yeah, the IRS is a completely legal entity for taxation, but it only has to do with federal employees. The problem is that this is a voluntary tax system, and you can't unvolunteer from it, and you can't tell them that, look, this has nothing to do with me because I am not a federal employee. It doesn't matter to the IRS. They will obfuscate. But the point being, over the years, I've had, and I've interviewed so many people, that they will disagree on points of the IRS and how to approach it, but yet the IRS still lives and breathes. And these people will scratch and punch each other to prove themselves to be correct over somebody else's belief or thesis, if you will. And just recently I talked to an individual, and he was rather keyed up on the subject. He was pumped. He says, look, I've got it. And I said, I got it that you got it. But I've also heard this many times before. We've got something ironclad here. It's been my experience that when you're dealing with people that lie and misrepresent the truth, there's never any really, I got you. You know, Phyllis Schlafly, and I had my issue in personal conversations with Phyllis, and I wanted to know why she was not backing, Ron Paul. Well, she is gone now, but David Barton and his wall builders are big promoters of the Convention of the States, and they have taken over the first night of the Rogue Eagle Council event in D.C., put on by the group Phyllis asked to resign. And they are pro-ConCon wall builders, will lead attendees through their view of history as part of the Capitol, quote-unquote, tour. Phyllis's Collegians Conference had a Capitol tour last month for students, but without the ConCon promoters. A little bit more background here on Phyllis Schlafly. She repeatedly said that defeating the ConCon is as important as defeating the ERA. Having a pro-ConCon presenter at the pivotal time in the ConCon battle is certainly not something Phyllis would have allowed or wanted. And basically what they did here is they claimed that she was getting too old to run the Schlafly group, so they moved her aside, and with obvious reasons. Phyllis was not a proponent of a constitutional convention. Extremely dangerous in these times, ladies and gentlemen, because look who you have seated as governors. And here's the plain fact about a ConCon. If they have a governor's conference, go behind closed doors, they can walk out of that with a brand new form of government. That's how much power a constitutional convention with governors present could be. Of course, there's money behind the Convention of the States, just as there was pushing the ERA, but real conservatives don't allow ConCon to infiltrate their conferences, no matter how much money is behind it. And our real grassroots eagles will defeat ConCon, just as Phyllis defeated the ERA. Now, the rogue group, whom Phyllis asked to resign, offers no explanation for caving in so soon to the Convention of the State promoters. Phyllis herself anticipated that Barton and other ConCon promoters might try to slip it into the Republican platform in Cleveland, and indeed a ConCon lobbyist attempted that, but our side was ready and resoundingly defeated it. Now, to some, this might sound like behind-the-scenes political battles, but these battles needed to take place by these organizations because this is what they did. This is what they do. They hawk this legislation. They hawk the people that are promoting stuff that they know is not going to come to a good end. Now, this rogue group, whom Phyllis asked to resign, as I said, offered no explanation. Phyllis herself anticipated that Barton and the other ConCon promoters might try it, and they did, but failed. The But while grassroots Eagles have been working hard to defeat the Convention of the States, Barton brags that he's been writing state legislatures urging them to pass it. Yet Barton's organization is picked by a rogue group to represent the small number of attendees. Phyllis's Eagle Council in St. Louis on September 21st and 24th will feature presentations and attendees who oppose the Convention of the States, who helped win a 18-4 victory against it in the states this year, despite the lack of help by the group Phyllis asked to resign. Now, the rogue group further betrays Phyllis by having the Convention of the States promoter present at their conference. Like I've said before, folks, if there's opposition out there, wheedle your way into the leadership. You then become what? You're now directing the opposition. You're controlling the opposition.
No reason to get excited.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
No one can be said. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
All right, I've got time here for a couple of phone calls. Bob and PA. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob. Bob? All right. Put him on hold. Let me take Keith in Montana. Hello, Keith Rogers.
Hello, Mr. Stan Miller.
How are you doing?
not too shabby here on the res. Just got back from Missoula. What a mess down there. Anyway, hey, I don't want to take too much of your time here because your show's with... Anyway, you know, Lalaz, and this kind of might be off topic, but you've been kind of over the board anyway, so, you know, different subjects. So, you know, the last 4 days, the media has been just buzzing about how there's all this religious oppression in North Korea, Iran, and Russia. And then Reuters and Harrods and others are just breaking this story about how North Korea is sending chemical weapons to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And
now they wouldn't. They wouldn't be selling. They wouldn't be giving it to Assad because Assad is not using chemical weapons on his own people.
Well, I know, but there's something up there. They're building something up here to. I don't know if you want to call it a false flag or what, but the reason I called is I've heard some back channel stuff where it's been really hinted that these destroyers all having accidents may be from those that are trying to keep the U.S. out of a war, i.e. sabotage. Like the 7th Fleet getting basically grounded for a few days and everything. We know the F-35 basically can't fly. I think there are some in the military that are going to, what do you call it, to stand down.
Well, this is a subject matter, Keith. I wished I had more time to talk about this. This is Tuesday, and I've got Jeff Benn coming up next
right.
hour. But maybe we can talk about this in more depth at a later time. I'm running out of that.
Okay, my best to you, okay? Good to hear you in there. You're doing a good show, okay?
Thank you, Keith. I appreciate it. Do I have Bob now in Pennsylvania? Bob in Pennsylvania. Okay, just hang it up. If he doesn't want to tend the phone, and he just wants to put it on speaker. All right. So, at any rate, Eric and Lori Anderson, and what's the name of the show? What did they call this? Freedom Scream. I'm sure that they're going to have more of an update here on the trial that just took place and a lot of people getting acquitted here. And, geez, that was very fine that, you know, that they took care of these guys, but where's Cliven and Ammon? They're still sitting in jail. Supposedly, then, you know, there goes your right to a speedy trial. In the government's eyes, they've already been convicted once, and the federal guidelines for the sentencing was not enforced, so they put him back in prison. This has been a range war, ladies and gentlemen. I'll say this again. It's been raging for more than half a century. And the government is not going to back down on this. But they were caught. They were caught with their thugs moving in to destroy the Ammon and Cliven's cattle. You know the story. So coming up at 9 p.m. Central Time, Eric and Lori will be on with the latest. So stay tuned to RBN for more unfolding information. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of it. All right, folks, second hour of the National Intel Report coming up, and I wanted to keep you people abreast financially of what the hell is going on in this country, because everybody's talking about everything but. And when that goes out the window along with the baby in the bathwater, Katie, bar the door.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.